months ago, called Asbestos. Thanks. We have two more songs, including this one.
Undisclosed location in January.
True.
Don't you dare. That was not a joke.
No, we haven't had 3 weeks of showless times in a while, so we're all gonna.
We played
We're all going to play some Skyrim and hang out with our families during the holiday. Families including friends also.
The holiday with my family.
Incredible. That was just War Machine right here on the town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mellow Max, and I'm going to be playing a couple more local songs before War Machine comes on in for an interview. Kicking things off, let's hear the new one from Bowling Shoes.
Laundry's still in the basket, I'd rather have it all. Can't go home.
Thank you.
Okay, those last couple of songs, we had Preyhound with Song We Wrote When We Were 11, Beef with Something in the River, Nurse Joy with Nurse Joy, and Bowling Shoes with Laundry. And before that, it was War Machine.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So, how about we all go around and say our names and instruments?
My name is Brendan, and I play the drums.
My name is Lex, and I'm on vocals and play rhythm guitar.
My name is Ethan. I do some vocals and guitar.
My name is X, and I play a bass that looks like a guitar and a guitar that's tuned funny. And I yell and sing and whatnot.
Excellent. And, cool. I'm all set now. Where does the name War Machine come from?
So, War Machine came from a book I was reading called Theory of Young Girl. Forgive me for forgetting the author, but it's a book of poetry about girlhood and what it's like to be a young woman, all ages and stuff. And one of the chapters was a young girl as war machine, and that name, I wanted the name to include something with machine mm-hmm. in it. The early names were like Machina, and Brendan hated that.
I didn't hate it.
You
didn't hate it. there are other things called Machina and make us hard to find.
This is true. So we went with War Machine, although there is another band called War Machine that I will not get into, but either way, it came from a book.
If you want to see what they look like, you can look at our Last FM page.
Shout out War Machine.
And that's us.
Canada.
That's us on there, guys.
Shout out War Machine Canada.
Shout out War Machine, for real.
It's funny. One of their shows got put on our Bandcamp page automatically. So we are playing December 27th in Rhode Island.
Huh?
No, not in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, Canada.
They got a show coming up, and it was on our Bandcamp.
I didn't realize they were still around. I thought it said they were from like the 2000s or something.
They're still going.
Wow. Shout out War Machine.
Picture.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. I hope they do great.
20 years and counting.
Wow.
Are they also spelled one word?
Yes.
Yes, but see, the W is capitalized. It's not an ours, so it's technically it's different.
That is a different band.
It's for fully, sure. Completely different band.
Yeah. And I think that you guys stuck with the lowercase stylings throughout.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, we did.
Yeah.
We want people to know how old we are.
Yeah, true.
I'm correcting my... Okay, I fixed the playlist. It's lowercase now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. So indie.
Yeah. So shoegaze. What genre are you guys?
We don't
really have a genre. We're kind of like Beyond.
We play everything. Yeah.
We're noise rock.
Yeah, I usually tell people noise rock, post-hardcore. If I'm not trying to go into genres that are like level 2 or 3 of the iceberg, I'll say alt rock. I'll just say rock to like my parents' friends. And that usually gets the point across.
Art rock?
Yeah. I do think we're a rock band. And you can add words before or after, or even if you can find room for it, right in the middle of rock.
Yeah.
But we play guitar real
play
loud.
Guitar, yeah. Loud guitar music.
Yell, hit drum hard,
yeah.
Et cetera. It's
scream sometime.
Those are pinnacles of rock music.
But I want us to be the loudest goth band in the world.
I like this idea. We've been moving towards this direction.
I want it to be a goth band that's so loud that it is a hardcore band also.
Yes.
Right.
And if we can find a middle, like I think landing somewhere in the middle every time turns into
cool.
Whatever's going on right now, it's just, I enjoy it.
And then when we jam in the practice room, we just sound like a krautrock band.
Every
single time.
I don't know why.
Which is also post-rock. Pretty cool. And I like doing that as well.
Can we say post-rock?
Yeah, I would include...
What all these words mean?
What happened after?
What happened after rock, guys?
Post-rock is the ambient ideas of guitar. That is what post-rock is.
I can't tell whenever you're making these up.
This is actually a real genre.
You tried to tell me about sound rock. And that one was
sound rock is not real. Well, it's real if you believe it is.
It depends on... So, basically, what's the next question?
Please, next question.
Browser's Castle. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good play on Bowser's Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the R in Browser?
So Nintendo doesn't sue us like they do every other small independent game creator or just human who like utters their IP in passing on the street, and then they pull up in like giant cop cars and like take them away, and the person's never seen again. We didn't want that to happen to us.
No. Not that they ever would, because we've never used any Nintendo IPs.
That's true. We never have.
For some reason, I wanted the
Nintendo. We've never done it.
Mm-mm.
I wanted the EP to be the video game themed for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. And then you just chose a random name.
We came up with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're just saying random stuff.
That's how we come up with names, say random stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you tell me about the first gig that you played together as a band?
Movie.
The Middle East Upstairs.
Yeah. Middle East Upstairs.
But X wasn't in the band yet. But X was at the show.
X was at the show.
Yeah, I was watching.
This was the catalyst to everything.
I didn't really know any of you all that well. Except for, like, I kind of knew you, Lex, and you were about to go on and already too drunk, and you gave me the rest of your beer.
Oh, yes.
And then Brendan, you and I made like awkward eye contact for a second, and then I said hi. It was a really beautiful moment.
Nice.
We were invited by a band that no longer exists.
R.I.P.
RIP. And it was a really funny gig because it was our first time playing on stage. Well, it was actually like not our first time necessarily, but like as War Machine. So it was very kind of scary. So we all loaded up on beer beforehand, and it was probably the most rock gig we've ever played.
It was weird.
We were all kind of crazy. Hitting it sexual style for no reason.
Lex was humping her guitar. No. I was like kicking like a rocket.
I sang my heart out to Crank by Catherine Wheel.
It was the oddest gig I think anyone probably went to that time.
We have this joke of like cursed gigs and blessed gigs, and I feel like that was kind of a cursed gig.
That was cursed. That's very annoying.
Another cursed gig was when we played in a warehouse in New Jersey. Drove all the way down there. It was a really long show, and then we drove all the way back.
In the same day.
But it was fun. We made friends there. It was cool.
That's good. That's what counts.
True.
But it was also a fever dream.
It was a fever dream.
We felt like we had dementia that whole day.
I think my first gig. Oh, yeah, into the mic. My first gig with all of you was also kind of, I didn't feel cursed to me. It felt like.
What was it again?
It was the fire in Philly.
That was the radio show.
Although I was going to say, technically the radio show at WZBC, but like. But the first out the first, and about like, show yeah, was at the Fire yeah, in Philly. Fire.
That was
three
was that
of
blessed?
The four bands playing. Stuck
I think
around,
that was kind of a blessed show.
Really, I think it was. There was a beauty to it.
We made friends with a band called FTS.
Yeah, FTS crowd killing to Video Days.
Yeah.
It was a movie.
It was. There was no one else there except for the bands.
And not even all of them. One of them played and then immediately.
That's
dissed.
True.
And they
that's
brought,
true.
They brought all five people who showed up. So did all five people.
It was very during the day.
It was called a matinee, and it was one of the best gigs I've ever booked in my entire life.
Philly was great.
Lex
time.
Looks at us and is like, you know, there's no one there. Lex is like, you know, this is a woman-owned venue. And I'm like, that's great, but where are the people?
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Have you been back to Philly since?
Mm-mm. We are trying.
We want to so bad. It is hard it's to so difficult. There. It is so hard.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we get there one day again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just down the road after all.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. You can just drive there tomorrow if you want.
That's a
you
good point.
Could. And you could probably play your music really loud out of the car.
That's true.
Oh, that's like a gig in itself.
I was going to say, why play instruments when you could just drive around the city blasting
I think our
music.
Next gig, I'm just going to plug in my phone and play our music.
Yeah.
It's always kind of...
War Machine DJ set where we play it, with an iPhone.
It's always kind of nice, like, going to these places because Lex carries around a camcorder and films all of us and makes these, like,
YouTube videos. Go follow War on YouTube. It's just War is the name of the channel.
Videos, and it's kind of nice to look back on things. It's all cut together in a really cute way.
I love watching them. They make me very happy.
Like, we can go back to Philly whenever we want because there's 12 minutes of it edited together of just, like, the highlights of that
true.
Weekend.
What's it called?
War Machine Towards the World, I think.
Yeah, the
Philly
World
trip
tour.
Is called War Machine Towards the World.
I liked the summer one with the recording in Burlington in the video.
Oh,
that was
cute.
Also fun.
That made me
really happy to watch.
The video has like 100 views. You may not find it. It's kind of niche.
How did it get kind of big? And all the people were commenting like,
New York, it was called...
Wow, I wish I had friends.
Oh, true.
New York, November 2024. That one's my biggest video to date. It's got 10K views.
What's the channel name?
War.
It's just War.
It's just War.
It's just War, but like... Oh my goodness.
This is never going to come up.
I'm so sorry. We're very niche.
I love YouTube.
We're just too niche for this.
Pop Smoke War featuring Lil TJ.
I think some of them, if you look up Holyoke music video.
Holyoke
MV.
You'll find the channel.
Holyoke MV. I can do that.
There it is.
Oh, there's War.
Oh my God.
That video was directed by Matilda Morales.
There it is. Yes. Shout out Matilda. They're the best.
Yeah, that's our little channel, and we do little
this
videos.
This is so cute. Everyone should go find War, and now you know how to find them.
Yeah, just look up Holyoke MV, and it will come up.
It will come up.
Luckily,
On YouTube. I just passed 500 subscribers. I'm bathing is in
someone
fame
signed,
right
someone,
now.
Yeah. Someone else has signed in on the computer, and I am subscribing for them.
Yes.
Let's go.
We just got another subscriber.
Add to those numbers.
Yeah, sign out, guys. Seriously, YouTube if you're V-Bucks. A DJ listening, make sure to sign out of the communal computer.
This is what happens.
But you guys mentioned you did radio at Northeastern, perhaps? Or you've just been there?
I never did any shows. Lex had a show.
I had 3 radio shows at Northeastern.
Wow.
Yeah. I ran, 2 of them were a duo with me and my then partner. And then the third one was run by myself. And it was really nice. It's just, we just played music and then talked in between about what it felt like to listen to that music.
Yes.
It was good.
Very nice.
It was very peaceful. One of the slots was at 4 a.m., 4 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. That was cursed. I don't know why I chose that slot, but, you know.
My first slot was 3 a.m., so
yeah.
I get it. Yep.
It's for the dedication.
Yeah, you know, gotta start somewhere, mm-hmm. for sure. If you could take one element from a totally unrelated genre and incorporate it into your music, what would it be?
The question is, what genre is unrelated?
And which one haven't you brought in a piece of yet?
Okay.
We're trying to jam a little bit more. Like, we're trying to get into that a little bit. But not heavily. Short little cute ones.
Mm-hmm.
I need some...
We try to incorporate a lot of different genres all the time, so it's really... I guess, like...
I feel like fiction sort of... Some of the vibe of Fiction kind of came from us trying to do more of, like, trip-hop vibes. And I are both big Massive Attack fans.
We love that genre overall.
We love trip-hop.
More electronics. We've been meaning to incorporate our sampler and our synth into our music for a very long time.
Which we've used sometimes at
shows. We've been ultra busy writing this new record and stuff. But I think for future projects, we would love to incorporate more electronics. What is going on?
I want a D-beat.
Oh. You want a what?
I want a D-beat.
What's
a D-beat? I can do a D-beat.
I want a D-beat so fast.
Okay.
And then I take the
mic
and
D-beat.
I run around and I don't play an instrument.
I don't know what that means.
It's okay. You don't need to.
Okay. Sure.
You'll see.
Hell yeah.
X and I know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I don't, like, they're all super into shoegaze and all this. Like, I don't listen to any of that kind of music, really.
You love Slow Dive.
I've heard like one Slow Dive song. I mostly listen to like Weezer.
Ethan loves Weezer,
like the Beatles, the Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lex will yell at me because we'll be like practicing and jamming or something, and I'll start like doing a Dead jam noodle.
Bro, we'll start
like
playing
stop noodling. That sounds terrible. Be ambient. Be cool. Be spaced out. Use more reverb. Why aren't you making noises?
Ethan tests his guitar by playing the This Charming Man opening riff.
All right, listen.
This is true. I'm just stating a fact, Ethan. I have no opinions about this.
It's a good way to test if the chorus is like chorusy enough. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I did catch a taste of reggae in one of your songs.
Oh yeah, that was also in Fiction. That I feel like that just kind of came up. I don't know.
If I hear a dub beat and there's I'm just gonna
Yeah. I feel like that's all X. That's all X doing that stinky ass bass line. Stinky bass line.
Are we allowed to say that word?
Stinky.
Stinky's fine.
Stinky's fine. Stinky bass line.
Mm.
I really like the Bad Brains. My experience with reggae is pretty much just that. That is all. I just want us to play more punk rock, honestly.
Yeah.
That's my outside. And maybe, like, I don't know, jazz.
Jazz would be cool.
Whoa.
Jazz.
Whoa.
We should play it. We should make a full jazz song.
In, like, a Mingus way where it's, like, someone's just kind of, like, moaning into a saxophone and there's slide whistles now.
That sounds cool. I'm done for this.
Yeah, I love some jazz fusion. What is it fused with? What isn't it fused with?
Everything. It's fused with everything.
So many things.
If each member of your band was a mythical creature, what mythical creature would each of you be?
Brendan is an elf.
Hey. I have been told that I'm a satyr, and I appreciate the satyr comments.
Okay,
I don't appreciate
goblin.
The elf comments. Those
no,
hit too
we've
close.
We've been playing Skyrim lately, and there are these little fire creatures that appear from the wizard that spawns them. Mm-hmm. I like those guys. I would like to be one of those little men.
Yeah, they're called flame atronachs, actually, okay?
They're not that little.
No, they're like
normal size.
They're like not, they're like a little shorter than the character, I feel like.
Maybe no. Like a little.
Flame atronachs are like kind of big.
No, they're not big.
They're floating, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm misconstruing.
Little fire sprites.
I want to be a vampire or a werewolf or maybe even both at the same, like, but like in like a way that doesn't hurt me. Okay, who's next?
I don't know. I feel like it's better. Like X, what creature do you think I am?
What?
Chiller.
I concur.
Is that a real thing?
It's not a mythical creature.
It's mythical if you believe it.
Yeah.
No one has ever chilled before. That's a myth.
What is going on right now?
So do you have a favorite fan interaction story?
Yeah. Wait, talk about, what the show is, Sam, the Gym Rat show?
Yeah. What about it? Which one?
With that guy from San Francisco.
I don't want to talk about
oh,
that.
Oh, no, that's not a good story.
Oh, okay.
No, he's our goat.
He's a real one.
This is, like, an odd time to ask that question, because I've had, like, kind of negative fan interactions recently. Like, as of today.
I'm sorry.
No, they're not like negative as in they're harming me. They're negative as in they're not necessarily positive.
Well,
but
yeah.
Whoa.
They're neutral. If anything, they are
neutral.
That's crazy.
But
okay. They should be overly enthusiastic, if anything.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of what. If
the best thing that's ever happened to me was I was eating like ramen the day after our Halloween Joy Division cover show, and some dude like came into the ramen shop and was like, "Yo, weren't you Ian Curtis?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, like,
that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool."
So after the Halloween show, we were all Ian Curtis. I feel like I don't know. This wasn't an interaction that I had, but my roommate said that they got drive-by War Machined, which means that I think either they were wearing a War Machine shirt and then somebody recognized it. Or someone else was wearing a war. I think it was that they were wearing a War Machine shirt, and then someone was like, "War Machine," and that's it. Not weird, but funny.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Cool.
Anyone else?
But did they know that it was the lowercase W?
I think.
Okay.
I don't know. It was what was on the. I feel like
they recognized
if
the
they're
design.
In Boston, probably. It was also a shirt that we made, so... Mm-hmm.
I'm curious where you guys fall on, like, wearing your own merch.
I wear
like,
it.
You wear it?
It's a free shirt.
Sometimes I feel like I'm on a kid's baseball team or something when I'm wearing that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, it feels
a
little
egotistical.
The
hoodies we just got are really cool and feel really comfy, and I'm just going to be wearing that all the time now, because I just enjoy wearing it.
They are really nice.
They're really nice. I like those hoodies.
I wear my shirt to work when I'm at work around a bunch of people who have absolutely no reason to know who we are, in the hopes that if some stranger walks by who thinks that I'm vaguely familiar and then looks at the shirt, they'll think I'm even more vaguely familiar but also won't talk to me. I'm at work. Please don't talk to me.
If you could swap lives with another band for a day, what band would you want to swap with?
Ooh.
Or women.
Women? The yes. band women?
They're not even all of them.
They're not
alive.
They're not together anymore.
Well, when they were alive, I would swap lives.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I think they had.
Oh, so this is not like relegated to our current time period.
No.
This could
no,
be could, any band.
Yeah.
Probably the Dead.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like that'd be kind of sick. It was an interesting lifestyle, I think. I don't know. I got to go backstage during like a Dark Star Orchestra show one time at this theater, and my friend's like a huge Deadhead, and he took me upstairs and he was like, "This is Jerry Garcia's dressing room." And I was like, "This looks like a dump. It does look like Jerry Garcia's dressing room."
I feel like I'm looking through my Spotify playlist. I would switch lives with Daft Punk, because having like that amount of like everybody loves you and no one knows who you are would make me feel so powerful.
Anonymity is fantastic.
Not just the also getting to perform in a giant pyramid, so cool, and being in Tron, that's also really cool. I would switch lives with them.
I'd like to spend just a day being a band that is going on two tour dates with the Damned during the Machine Gun Etiquette run. But not in the Damned, because that sounds like a really, really awful time, actually. I think they were all insane. But I'd like to watch them. I'd like to see them, like, pour pig's blood on, like some stranger, and then, like, throw poop. They just look like monkeys. They were fantastic.
Did that actually happen?
Mostly. I think it was pig poop. Wow. I don't know. I'd have to read the
That's
story.
That's crazy. Max, do you ever like say stuff on here, and you, like do you like get in the headspace of like people are listening to me talk right now, or are you just kind of like whatever, and then the next day someone will be like, "So like pig poop, what was up with that?"
You think people are listening to this?
Every once in a while I get a text from my dad like, "Oh, that was crazy."
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crazy show. Yeah.
I feel like every once in a while someone will like have listened to the show and reference something, and that's kind of like, "Oh, thanks for listening."
That's cool.
Because I feel like the best times to listen to college radio is like late night drive back into Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just
definitely.
Throw it on.
We never do that. We got to start putting college radio on.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
During our late night commutes.
It's really nice because like you end up finding people's, like I'll put it on during work, like all the Boston stations, and it's like, there you find people who have shows that are cool, and it's a good way to find music. I don't know.
There's one person on WMBR, the MIT station, who plays, it's like a 2-hour show, and they just play different covers of the same song for 2 hours.
That's insane.
And I was driving around on the day that the song of the day was Popcorn.
Popcorn?
By Gershon Kingsley.
Not familiar.
Boop, 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 boop.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, maybe.
You should look it up. Crazy Frog has a version.
You can get things like that. Like, I remember trying to put my dad on this, the college radio wave, and then it was like a noise section, and he was like, "What are these kids doing? Where's Led Zeppelin?" Like, I don't know.
Well, call in, ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you still call in?
Yeah. The number is 855-915-WMFO.
Wow.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yep. Cool. If you want to call in, you can do that. It's also on the website if you missed it. If your life were a sitcom, what would the theme song be?
Oh, man.
The Twin Peaks theme song, maybe? I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Gassed Up Shite.
Is that Gassed Up? We sing that song such a ridiculous amount, and use the word shoddy a ridiculous amount. Well, like, I don't think anyone uses that word.
I feel like we've gone through different periods of singing different songs and extremely I feel like it's usually you, Ethan. You've got a fast car. I've got a ticket to anywhere. That was the theme song for Summer Tour. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with the Mexican girl. That's, yeah, I now I know that song, and it's a fun song. I don't know. don't know what other songs there would be.
We also play like the Boston National Anthem whenever we drive back into Austin a lot of the time.
The Austin
National Anthem. Run It Back by Dino Gala.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is a fantastic
Austin
song.
National Anthem.
Very,
is true.
Very, very good song.
If it was a sitcom, if the sitcom was like all four of us, and I think it would just be like Run It Back until the vocals come in.
Yeah,
or maybe
I agree.
Just the first line.
Run it back.
Yeah.
That's the song. That's Run It Back is definitely the theme song.
Yeah, that song is special.
Personal theme song, I don't know. I think something.
I think a band theme song is adequate. I'm happy solid. With that. Yeah.
Huge.
What's your theme song?
I think when I'm sitting in this chair, it's Radio Gnome by Gong.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Good song. I heard it when I was in college and I was like, whoa. I don't know what these lyrics are about, but Radio Gnome.
It's about being a radio gnome, I presume. I haven't listened to a lot of Gong, but
they're a wacky band.
I know they're pretty wacky.
Yeah.
I gotta get on that.
Oh yeah.
On that wave.
Yeah. Let's see. So what do you guys have coming up?
Recording. For 4 days. We're Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in Burlington, Vermont, with X's cousin. X is going to talk about their cousin.
Spicy World Studio in Burlington, Vermont. Okay, that was...
Woo! It's a fun time. It's like a weird... They've got all these rack units. Like, I've never used a rack unit before, but X recorded there with their other band, Nurse Joy, and I guess there's a bunch of effects that we're going to try out. I don't know. I just want a good clean tone. That's the only thing I care about. Like, I could record in my bedroom, but
I still need to learn about the Mellotron. I'm sorry. I haven't looked it up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I haven't read the book that I had to get scanned of that unit.
What if we both read our manuals the day before we leave?
I think
and then try to remember everything.
If we get enough sleep, we can read them on the way.
Okay, so that's true. We could read them on the way.
Homework and recording are definitely both coming up.
Sounds busy.
Yeah,
we're playing January 17th at Redacted. Not in a bad way. It's just it's a house, and so we're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's it's around. It's over there.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on which way you're looking.
If you want to DM the band for the address, their Instagram is.
At Real War Machine on Instagram.com.
Don't DM if you're a cop.
Yeah, if you're a cop, it'd be really weird if you did that because we just told you not to.
Yeah, seriously. And you have to tell us if you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. No undercover.
No.
It's the law.
Yep.
X gets on me a lot because I don't read equipment manuals. I just kind of want it to work right out of the box. I don't know. I feel like it should. I don't need to menu dive on all these pedals.
For sure.
You know.
Yeah.
You're just gonna do what's you don't read equipment manuals, you haven't read your Bible. What's wrong with you?
What have you read?
Lots of books, probably like very smart people that like you probably wouldn't get. Spark Notes. I don't know. Like honestly, like the way I learn things is just like Instagram Reels. Like I'll just sit on Instagram Reels and kind of just like just figure out the way things work.
Yeah. It's like, what's the word for how frogs absorb like water through their skin?
Oh, no,
I know this.
I saw this like really, it's kind of trending right now. There's this family of, this is an old lady and, her building catches on fire and she has this cat. And the cat, is saved by a parachute and they throw the cat. And the old lady dies, and then the cat becomes a firefighter, and becomes built as heck, and like runs back in to save and the whole like to save another fire, and then dies in the fire to like be with his owner, and then the whole time it's like the meow 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 meow.
That's our other band theme song. Is that?
Oh God, yeah. It's been a lot of that lately.
Well, because when we're all like being grump, like we kind of just say meow, like in the intonation, like Lex would be like meow 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 meow, and X would be like meow 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 meow, etc. You know,
etc.
It transcends words.
Yeah.
It really does.
We're just grunting at each other in a more sophisticated way.
We have caveman language.
Mm-hmm. If your band was a color, what color would it be?
This is tough because we all dress in... Well, no, not... Ethan sometimes doesn't dress in black. But the rest of us, it's hard.
The first time I saw you guys play, Ethan was in a suit.
I was going to say, Ethan's got the tan suit.
Yeah, I got the
color
tan
suit goes hard. Tweed.
Huh? Tweed. Tweed's a good tweed color.
I don't even remember what that looks like.
It's here, we'll tweed.
Mahogany. Periwinkle.
There you go. Mahogany. There's tweed. Bad. Tweed is more a combination of colors.
It's like azure. The middle color. Yeah, is what I see.
Okay. Tweed.
I remember buying that suit and telling the guy that I wanted to use it for shows. He was like, why? And I was like, oh, because it'll look cool. And he was like, okay, sure. And then I wanted to get like a real wool tweed, and it's very thick because it's supposed to keep you warm. And he said, don't get this because you will be dying. And now I don't wear the suit as much anymore for that reason.
Did you do the wool anyway?
I did do the heavier fabric because I know more than the guy who works there.
Bad move, you know? Bad move.
Mm-hmm. But it looked really good.
It does look cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we need a PSA here. Do one of you want to flip through here and pick out something?
Sure.
Cool.
I can just choose anything from the book?
Yep. Absolutely.
Book PSAs.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it specific to your show? Or?
No. Every show, it's because it's an educational station. We got to read a PSA and we got to do a station ID.
Ooh, I want to do this one on ladder safety.
Perfect.
That looks fun.
It's a good one.
That's my water bottle. I just read it?
Mm-hmm.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you guys for coming in and playing. You sounded great.
Thank you.
Yes, it was great being here.
Yeah, and definitely let us know when you've got new stuff. Mm-hmm. We would be happy to play it and hear from you again soon.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We will let you know.
See you soon.
We'll let you know.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And you can find them at The Real War Machine.
At Real War Machine.
Just Real.
I think
the.
No the,
Instagram
right?
is The Real War Machine.
Okay.
Is it? Oh, it is The. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. And I'm Mellow Max. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Check back next week on my show. I'll have Nick Prado doing an acoustic set. And then on the town, I will not be the DJ, but Super Pink will be playing. And you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Here's the next show. Thank you for tuning in.